with a strong word of warning about sin, even to those who are looking for the Lord's return. Here's Pastor Jeff Johnson.
We say, even so, come Lord Jesus. But man, if we don't obey the Lord, we're toast. We're not going to make it. We're going to be cursed. Sin does its perfect work without the blood, without the Lord. It will destroy your life. It'll rip you off.
Your spirit leads me on, and I'm running after you. I'll leave behind the worthless lies, and I'm trading them for priceless truth.
Sin, it's deadly, yet too many treat it as if it's no big deal. Even Christians, and that's a grave error. You see, the whole world is running over the cliff of sin, but we must run in the opposite direction, despite the ridicule. We'll get some much-needed encouragement to that end on today's edition of Sound Doctrine with Pastor Jeff Johnson. From 2 Chronicles 34, picking up in verse 22, our teacher and pastor, here's Jeff.
They that the king had appointed went to Huldah the prophetess. They went to a woman. Is that weird? No. That was normal back then. You mean women had the word of the Lord? Yes. In fact, in Corinthian church, Paul told them, let the women prophesy. Let them speak the word of the Lord. But they can't be pastors and they can't rule over men. It's better that God uses a man, but if there's not a man to be used, he raises up a woman, and we see that all the time. He'll use whoever's ready to be used. You see, God's waiting on all of us. Are you available? Are you open to do this? I got a job. No, I can't do anything. My hands are tied. I can't move. Well, God just wants us to get a little flexible and just say, you know what? I'm going to try that ministry. I'm going to get into that. I'm going to do this. I'm going to go over here. I'm going to get involved in this outreach, and I'm just going to do it. Oh, you're going to get hooked, because as you minister, you are ministered to. And that's a key. And that's important. So they go to this woman prophetess, and verse 23, and she answered them, thus saith the Lord, God of Israel, because they were looking for what. Now, give us some hints of what this means and what is God really saying here. And so she begins to tell them. And verse 24, and thus says the Lord. So that's important, isn't it? This is what God is saying. This is the word of God to Josiah. Behold, I will bring evil upon this place and upon the inhabitants thereof. This is not good news. Even all the curses. That's, again, why they look at this book that they found, Deuteronomy, because it talks about the curses of God. If you don't do this, then curses will come upon you. I mean, it's pretty heavy. The curses that are written in the book, which they have read before the king of Judah. So it's not good news. It's bad news. When we got into Revelation, we were in it, well, how long? 2 years? Was that good news or bad news? That was good news because Jesus is coming. It's bad news for the earth because it's going to end. It's all winding down with all the stuff that's going on, earthquakes and volcanoes going off everywhere. And this, the whole earth is in travail. The church is in travail. We groan for the coming of the Lord. We say, even so, come Lord Jesus. We're going to occupy. We're going to steady on until you come. So it's a horrible, eye-opening book, Revelation. So is Deuteronomy. It opens your eyes to, man, if we don't obey the Lord, we're toast. We're not going to make it. We're going to be cursed. Sin does its perfect work without the blood, without the Lord. It will destroy your life. It'll rip you off. So verse 25, they have forsaken, she says, this is thus saith the Lord, they have forsaken me. God's saying, you've left him and have burned incense unto other gods, and that they provoked me to anger with all the works of your hands. I mean, they were lifting up their babies and placing them into Molech and searing their children to death. And they were doing this by the hundreds and hundreds. Every day, weird stuff going on. Orgies and spiritism and all kinds of filthy stuff. Therefore, my wrath shall be poured out upon this place. He's warning them right up front. Northern tribes have already got it. They were taken away by the Assyrians with hooks in their jaws, stripped naked, brought into a land that they didn't understand anything. They didn't understand the language or anything. They had to just make it. Many escaped and went down to the south into Judah. Now it's happening in Judah and shall not be quenched. This wrath, he's saying, it's not, I'm just going to keep pouring it out until you guys get it. And as far as the king of Judah, now she's getting personal. She turns towards Josiah and says, as far as you, king, let me give you a little prophecy here. Who sent you to inquire of the Lord? So you say unto him, thus saith the Lord, God of Israel, concerning the words which thou hast heard. Personal word to you, Josiah, of what you just listened to. Because your heart, here's the key, your heart was tender. He was pricked by the word. He wasn't like us, his father. No way. He did right in the eyes of the Lord. He was a good king. You know, there's only a few good kings, and he was one. So his heart was tender, and thou didst humble yourself before God. Key. Humble yourself. Let your heart be pricked. What's wrong? I don't understand. I'm kind of confused. I hear what you're saying, but I don't know if it's right. I don't know what to do. Just listen. He's wooing you. He's pricking your heart. Because you're in sin, you're in disobedience, you're in rebellion. It's okay, because when he's speaking to your heart, you need to respond. You need to do something about that pull of the Spirit on your heart. And then humble yourself. Just say, "What? I don't know about this. I don't know what I'm getting into, but I know it seems like it's really good, and, you know, I should probably try it." Yeah, more than just try it. Humble yourself and go for it. And watch the hand of the Lord transform your life. Conform you into a child of God. I mean, just overnight it happens. It's not something you got to go to cemetery and or a seminary. And it's not something you got to, you know, stand on your head until your ears are turning red and you're got in a lotus position and you're... It's not something you got to go to the Himalayas. It's not something you got to go to Jerusalem and wait. No, we just, right where you're at, receive. He's listening. He sees. He wants our response. Look what this king did. Unbelievable. And notice, when thou heardest his words against this place and against the inhabitants thereof. I mean, you heard some pretty heavy stuff, Josiah. And you humbled yourself before me? Whoa. See, do you think God sees us when we do these things? Yes. He sees everything. He responds to everything. But this, he goes for immediately. When that king humbled himself before God, and you did rend your clothes, you were convicted, and you wept before me, I've even heard thee also, saith the Lord. In other words, Josiah, I see your heart. I know you. You're a humble man. You just humbled right before me. Good things happen when we do that. When we give up the fight. Why do you want to fight God anyhow? I mean, why? He's got longer arms. You're going down. You can't win. It's not going to happen. You're going to just be dragging through this place and it's going to be hell on earth because you're always fighting. You are at war with God. You're not wanting to go God's way. You're wanting to go your way. The whole thing about the cross was when he said, not my will be done, Father, but what? Your will. What is God's will? The cross. What is God's will for your life, for my life? To die to self? To crucify the flesh? And I don't mean have to hit yourself, you know, with cat of nine tails and suffer and crawl on your knees and all that. No, no, no. Just apply what Jesus said and stand upon. Know this, that because you've received Jesus Christ, you are dead, crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, you live. Yet not you, but Christ lives in you now. And the life that you're living, it's by the faith of the Son of God. That's it. Bottom line. Simple. But you got to just trust and obey. There's no other way to be happy in the Lord, to be joyful. So I think Josiah has hit it. I mean, now, notice this, verse 28. Behold, I will gather thee to thy fathers. And here's his future. The Lord is speaking through Huldah. And every time I say Huldah, I think of the Huldah gates that they just discovered recently through history, digging up Jerusalem, the walls of Jerusalem. And they found these two gates in the temple area, and they call them the Huldah gates because she was somebody very special, a very special woman of God who prophesied. Behold, I will gather thee to thy fathers, and thou shalt be gathered to thy grave, notice, in peace. You know what? I see your end, Josiah, and you're going to go out, you know, and just fall asleep, and you're going to be with the Lord. Now, he did, and we're going to see, he did die of wounds in battle. I mean, that must have not been fun, but the Lord allowed it to happen, and he would just go to his grave, God says, in peace. Neither shall thine eyes see all the evil that I will bring upon this place. So you're going to go. And after you go, then all hell's going to break loose. And upon the inhabitants of the same, so they brought the king word again. So again, if my people, king, if you repent, if you humble yourself. And he did. He alone humbled himself. Is everybody going to follow him? Well, we're going to see in a moment what happens with that. But he is definitely humbling himself. But you know what I see about Josiah? He didn't get cocky. He didn't say, God has just spoken to me. So I'm in a great place. And you know what? Whether they come or not, I don't care. I don't care. I'm saved. I got right with God. Whether they get right with God, just nuke the rest. Just nuke them. You know, and we have that attitude. I don't care what happens with everybody. I know that I know the Lord, and I know he's coming for me, and so I got my little life, and this is it. This is it. He didn't do that, as we're going to see in a moment. He didn't say, I'm okay, because, listen, we're to occupy till he comes. We're not to have that attitude. We're not to be cocky and say, well, I'm saved. Okay. Now, what are you going to do with that? You got to tell somebody. You got to give it away. It sets the captives free. You got to start caring for other people. That's what it's all about. And for their spiritual future. And that's exactly what he does here. And really, this nation needs to humble themselves and repent. But we need to share with them the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Look at 29, verse 29. Then the king sent and gathered together all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem. I mean, this whole thing of God, you know, really pricking his heart with the word and him humbling himself and God lifting him up and giving him incredible peace and joy because of his decision. Now he's going forth and he wants to gather everybody together. Come on, man. I want to tell you guys what's going on, what happened in my heart. So the king went up to the house of the Lord, and all the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem and the priests, the Levites, and all the people, great and small. And he read in the ears of all the words of the book of the covenant, was found in the house of the Lord. So he just went and poured out the scriptures that they had found and read it to everybody he could get together in one area. So again, what is revival? Getting into the Word is revival. It'll revive your heart. It'll get you on fire for the Lord. Did not our hearts burn within us while he spoke to us on the way? And what did he speak to them about? All the scriptures concerning himself. Wow, I'm being stirred. Not only that, I'm waking up and I'm seeing spiritual things. I'm getting spiritual direction for the confusion that I've been in. And I'm understanding there's so many people out there that need the Lord. I need to go out and tell somebody, you know? I need to be bold and brave. I need to be filled with God's Spirit, and I need to shine for him because God has saved me from a horrible death daily. You know, that's something about life. It's just so daily, right? Oh, gosh, there's tomorrow. And then the next day, and the next day, and the next day. How do you get out of that? You know, by loving and walking with Jesus. So God is going to judge these people. The king stood, verse 31, in his place, and he made a covenant in front of everybody before the Lord to walk after the Lord and to keep his commandments, his testimonies, and his statutes. And that's exactly what Deuteronomy spells out. With all of his heart, with all of his soul, to perform the words of the covenant, which are written in the book. There's one way. It's his way. And he just gave them the word. And he said, this is what I'm going to do in response of what I've heard God tell me. Over in Deuteronomy, just to go back and give you a few little tidbits here. Deuteronomy chapter 6 says this in verse 4. Hear, O Israel. This is the Shema. This is their chant. Hear, O Israel. The Lord our God is one Lord. This is Deuteronomy 6, 4 and 5. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with what? All thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. And then he talks about giving God's word out to the kids after that. And then over in Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 3, thou shalt hearken unto the words of the prophet or the dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God proveth you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. So we're being proved every day. How much do you love me, God says. And every day we're being proved, tested. Where are you at? Are you rooted? Are you grounded? Are you in it to win it with the Lord? You shall walk after the Lord your God. This is Deuteronomy 13, 3 and 4. You shall walk after the Lord your God, fear him, reverence him, keep his commandments, obey his voice, and you shall serve him and cleave unto him. I like that word, cleave, super glue. You're going to stay with me. Verse 32, and he caused all that were present in Jerusalem. Now, here's something that's interesting. And Benjamin, both, you know, that's Jerusalem and Benjamin, the two tribes in Judah. He said, To stand to it. In other words, this is what you're going to do too. And the inhabitants of Jerusalem did according to the covenant. Said, yes, okay, king, we'll do it. I don't think their heart was in it. Because when he died, they went the other way. So they just said, yeah, king, yeah. Yeah, we'll go all the way. Yeah, whatever you want. You know, let's do it. But they didn't mean it. And did according to the covenant of God and the God of their fathers until he died. And then it says in verse 33, and Josiah took away all the abominations out of all the countries and all the areas where there was pertained to the children of Israel, and made all that were present in Israel to serve, even to serve the Lord their God. And notice, all his days they departed not from following the Lord, the God of their father. So that's a good testimony of a king that got his people to at least follow. And they had great, well, we're going to see, how God blessed them because of that decision, that choice. Now, God knew the king was the one leading them, and God knew the king's heart, and he knew the people's hearts. But he still gave blessing to them as they obeyed his word, even though their hearts weren't totally into it. They persevered. Today, more than ever, how we need to rediscover the word, and not only rediscover it ourselves, but to give it away to those around us. This is God's word that he has let us have. The Jews kept it safe. They kept it holy. They brought it to us. We have a lot to be thankful for. And now we have God's very word. It never contradicts itself. It's always right on the money. It was not written of men. It was written of men that were moved on by the Holy Spirit. And this is his love letter to us. And you say, man, I didn't hear too much love tonight. He's going to judge these people. Well, yeah, that's right. And that's just what happens when a people turn their backs on God. Why do you think this nation is going through it so much? Why do you think we're so confused and so divided and so full of hate and so full of anger? And people are just shooting more here than over there. It's crazy. Every street, every town. It's like the cities have become sin factories, maximized, and now they're taking our kids. So what do we do? We don't sit back. That's all it takes for wickedness to flourish. No, we stand up in the name of the Lord, and we say, Jesus loves you, and he has a plan for your life. And if you'll pray, if you'll humble yourself before the Lord, he will come into your heart. He will blow your mind. He will cleanse you from all your sin. He will give you that perfect peace that passes human understanding, a joy unspeakable and full of glory. He will guide you to get your life in order, because sin makes it out of order. And when we don't go according to the book, we're out of order and we're confused. But when we go according to what he says, that's when we have clarity. That's when we have strength in the Lord. We stand in his power and in his might. We stand upon his promises. And it gives us incredible conviction. And we know what we need to do. Tell somebody, hey, guess what? I just told you. Now, what are you going to do with Christ who died for you? He loves you. He's got an incredible plan for your life. He just wants you to line up, turn your heart towards him, humble yourself before him, and he will reveal himself to you. And you'll go with God in an awesome way.
Pastor Jeff Johnson concluding our time with a challenge and a promise. Trust you'll accept that challenge and believe the promise, and that you'll join us again next time for more sound doctrine from the book of 2 Chronicles. Well, as we close things out, I'd like to mention that these studies are available online at sounddoctrineradio.org. You can also call and request a CD copy for a suggested donation of $5 at 800-353-7553. Again, we're here to serve you at 800-353-7553. We'd also like to pause at this time and say how thankful we are to the Lord for you, our listeners. We simply couldn't do what we do without the faithful support of God's people and God's provision. So thank you for standing with us. Donations can be made at sounddoctrineradio.org. And this month, we have picked out a new and very helpful booklet from Pastor Ed Taylor. It's called Face Your Fears. We all deal with fear from time to time, and maybe that's something you're dealing with right now. Well, God has given us this emotion for good reason. But there are those times when our fears become illogical, unreasonable, and they lead us to bad decisions that only make things worse. God is with you, and his perfect love casts out fear. And that is the emphasis of this booklet called Face Your Fears. Request a copy today at sounddoctrineradio.org or call us at 800-353-7553. Hey, by the way, would you like to do us a favor? Email us today while it's fresh on your mind. We want to know who's listening and where, and pray for you as well. Our email again is sounddoctrine@calvarydowney.org. Again, sounddoctrine@calvarydowney.org. We are glad you've taken time out for today's study in 2 Chronicles. Come back next time as Pastor Jeff picks up where we left off, and we'll continue to build our lives on sound doctrine. This program is brought to you by Calvary Chapel Downey. So, Father,